you wanted to indicate it yesterday, he said, I
took it
yesterday. And he might say, I'll
take it
at 9 o'clock, whenever it's supposed to.
Right.
If a person is can't hear anything at all, you say he's just stone
deaf.
Mm-hmm. And say you've been working hard and out in the sun, and you take off your wet shirt and you say, look how I
sweated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That,
Mother would always say, don't say sweat, say perspire.
Yeah, I have to tell you though, someone told me that if you work outside, you sweat. If you work at a desk, you perspire.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a difference that really is.
If you're working, as you start, if it's real hot and you say, Bart, you can work up a sweat in a hurry here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What would you call maybe a so you had a discharging sore that comes to head on your arm or your neck?
You had a rising, mm-hmm, or a ball well.
That's
or
thing.
A carbuncle. Oh,
carbuncle. They all the same thing?
They're all the same thing. At least to me, they are.
So when a rising opens, what do you call the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
Ever heard older people call that anything else? Or colored people or something?
Corruption. My grandfather would have said corruption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might say, yeah, a bee stung me and my hand
swelled.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Mm-hmm. And somebody might say, well, if it's not infected, it probably won't. You say you cut yourself or you hurt yourself. Somebody says, well, if it's not badly infected, it won't what?
Get infected. It will heal.
If you're talking about swelling there, it wouldn't. It won't.
What? It won't swell?
Very much, uh-huh.
I see.
And, So you have a blister. The liquid that forms under the skin is what? It's a.
We just called it water.
Water. Ever heard of older people call that anything else?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Now say in a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you have a what?
A wound.
Mm-hmm. And say you are. Sometimes when a wound doesn't heal clean, a white kind of granular substance will form around it, and you might have to cut it off or burn it off. What is that?
Scar tissue or scab forms over. Mm-hmm.
Ever heard anybody, older people especially, call that something else? The old white granular substance that forms around the
Proud flesh.
Yeah. Is that an older term that's passing?
I'm sure it must be because I have not heard that word, proud flesh, in years.
Mm-hmm.
It must be.
Mm-hmm.
Passing away.
Yeah. Now, say you get just a little cut on your finger, not a bad one, what might you put on it to stop infection?
Mercurochrome.
Mm-hmm. What about some brown stuff?
Iodine.
Yeah.
And as a child, we said red medicine.
Red medicine.
That's what mercurochrome was called.
Hmm. This thing that you used to take this for malaria, something as a tonic for malaria.
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. Do people ever take that still? Or?
They take Atobrine now.
Take what now?
Atobrine. At least my brother took it during World War II. He was in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving that instead of quinine. I don't know the difference.